Welcome back to Rediscover, where we embark on a journey to rediscover Jesus
and how he continues to transform our hearts. I'm Kara.
And I'm Darby. And welcome back. Another episode.
Mm-hmm.
Happy to be here. Kara, what did you do this week?
This last week, it was Valentine's Day. And it was my birthday. So the first part of February is my favorite time of the year because it's like a double celebration.
That's fun.
And so we've kind of been celebrating, me and my husband, these like last 2 weeks. I feel like I've eaten my favorite food. I went to sushi at Ito Sushi. Have you been there?
Oh, baby. I was going to go last night and then I didn't. Was it so fire? Did you go yesterday?
So good. I didn't go yesterday. But
I went on
my birthday.
Oh my gosh.
Birthday week. It was so good.
That's
so we did
so
that.
Fun.
I went snowboarding during sunset. That was so romantic.
Oh my gosh.
I went hot tubbing in the snow.
Fun.
Lots of fun things.
What'd you do with Christelle when you went snowboarding?
She stayed back. Who watched her? My Sterling's aunt watched her.
That's the best.
So we got to snowboard for a few hours together. It was a blast.
That's so fun.
But I can't wait to bring Christelle. As soon as she can stand, I'm putting that girl on a board.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
So
as you should.
Yes.
That'll be so cute.
What about you? What'd you do this last week?
I went to Disneyland. It was so,
so fun.
It was honestly like such a moment of like, I was just so grateful. Like it was so fun. And I was like, wow, I'm so grateful that I have the, I don't know the right word, but like the resources to do this.
Yeah.
Like, it, like just on a random Monday.
Cause you went with your work or for your work?
For fun.
For fun? Oh, just for fun?
Yeah.
It was, I love it.
I mean, I was already in California for work.
Yes.
And then I was like, I'm already here. I have to go to Disneyland. I haven't been in like 5 years. So I was just, it was just one of those like core memories where you're just like so grateful for what you have. That's what it was like.
Oh, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good week.
Yeah. But when I got home, I had another experience. And that's what I wanted to share for what I rediscovered this week.
Please tell us.
So, with my work, I mean, everyone knows I do sales.
Yeah.
And it's just like a very, there's a lot of money involved in this industry. So they'll give us stuff like jazz tickets or hockey game tickets. And it's so fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's so fun. So I get a call on Thursday night. And they're, it's always last minute when they give me like tickets for something. It's annoying. Like, can you prepare this in advance, please?
Yeah. Because
then I have to find someone, and then I even need to figure out if I even want to go. But I get this call. They're like, "Hey, we have two jazz tickets. Like, do you want them?" And I'd already planned to go to a Steak Relief Society activity, Galentine's, that night, and I was pretty set on going because I'm kind of, we've talked about how I'm in this phase where I'm like super busy on Sundays, especially. But I'm like trying to like put like my callings first and like still putting like the Sunday and the Sabbath and just like the Church of Jesus Christ first as a priority. So I was like, this is a great opportunity. Like, I'm going to go. I'm going to have fun. I'm going to meet people. And then that comes and I'm like, shoot. What do I do? What do I do? What do I do? And the girl that I was planning, the girls that I wanted to come with me were like my two options to give the tickets to. So I was like, I either go with one of them and go, or I find someone else, or they go, and I go to Relief Society alone. Did that make sense?
No.
Let me explain again. These two, my two friends.
Are also in your
are board. Also,
in your
they're
stake.
My, yeah. They're
okay.
My stake.
Got it.
But they're also on my sales team. Like, I recruited them.
Oh.
But they're also my friends.
Got it.
So I have one ticket that I can use for myself, and then I have another ticket that I can use for someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Or I can just give both of them to some of my recruits.
True.
So I'm in this dilemma. And I'm like, oh, jazz game, courtside. Like, that's so fun. But also, I went like a month ago.
Okay.
To one.
Been there, done that.
But I like, what, you know,
yeah,
like, what if
hard.
I... So yeah, you all understand what I'm saying. So what I decided was to just give those two tickets to my two friends and that I would go to Relief Society just by myself. And I'm so glad I did. Because when I got there, I went alone. I was like, hopefully I know someone there or hopefully I find someone to be friends with.
Yeah.
And I go, and luckily my friend Hallie was there. So we got to like hang out and catch up. And then walks in these two people. And they were kind of dressed differently. Like, I think in our church standard, they kind of, like, stick out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember feeling like, wow, like, they are kind of like an outcast, maybe not like us, if you will. Like, I'm really impressed that they came to this. Especially, like, based on the way they look, the way they dress, and maybe their standards and their morals and how they see life. And so I remember thinking, like, I really hope they feel welcomed here. Like, they took the time to come, and I hope it's a good experience for them. And I'm, like, sitting on this couch, I'm like, I really should go talk to them and help them to feel welcomed.
Sweet.
So I kind of, like, make my way over there, and they're, like, getting food, and I'm like, oh, have you guys tried this one? Like, just being, like, super casual about it.
Mm-hmm.
Ask their names and just kind of get to know them a little bit. It wasn't anything crazy. It wasn't anything like, I'm so happy you came. Like, it was just super subtle. Chill.
Yeah.
And I don't know how it impacted them. I mean, I would see them, like, throughout the night, and, like, we would say hi, and they'd be like, it's Darby, right? And I'm like, yeah. Like, I remember your name. And I remember walking home and feeling, like, so grateful that I did that, because we've been talking about gifts of the Spirit and from the Lord these past couple episodes, but I feel like it gave me an opportunity to use the gifts that the Lord has given me to hopefully, like, help and minister to someone who maybe it took a lot for them to come.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope, like, maybe they needed a lot of love that day, and I hope I was able to help give that to them. And so I just, like, rediscovered this principle of, like, or I guess I had an experience where I did put, like, a church activity first, mm-hmm. and I saw, like, the fruits of it.
I love that. And you were 100% the perfect person to do that. If you know Darby, she is a friend to everybody. And I feel like that's such a beautiful quality of the Savior, is to be a friend. And I feel like you were him that night. You were walking in his footsteps and being a friend to whoever you could, but especially to maybe the ones that needed it the most. And I love that. I feel like that's what Jesus would have done. So I think that's a really sweet experience.
Thanks.
It's cute.
What did you rediscover this last week?
I rediscovered, I didn't even know how to put it entirely, but I rediscovered stillness, and I rediscovered being with the Lord. I really loved the talk that we studied in Release Society this last Sunday, and it was by Elder Budge, and it's called, I wrote it down because I was going to forget. The title of it is called Seek Him with All Your Heart. Do you remember this talk? A little bit?
I went to, like, this Tongan Relief Society, and we did not talk about the talk.
Oh.
But I would love to hear.
Okay. So this talk is so beautiful. And when he first gave it in General Conference, it was just this October, 2024, this last October. I feel like it was one of those talks that kind of passed by me. Like, it didn't really stick out.
Mm-hmm.
And it was probably because I didn't need it then, but I really needed it this week.
Mm.
And now this talk to me is, like, one of my favorite of all time. Mm. And what he talks about is that we need to be better at spending quality time with the Lord. And not even that our time needs to be longer or grander, but it just needs to be more focused and more cater to him. He gives an example. He's like, instead of talking so much in your prayers or making your prayers so long and you talk forever, maybe try just sitting there longer with the Lord. Or, like, when you're reading your scriptures, instead of reading five chapters or whatever your goal is, like, maybe read one line and ponder about it a little longer. And I, like, really needed that. I feel like that was something I rediscovered, is, like, I need to, like, spend time with the Lord, quality time with him, and I really need to ponder what he's telling me and what he's trying to tell me. And I had an experience the other night. I think it was Monday night, because it was right after, sometime soon after this release study lesson. And I was thinking to myself that I was going to have a good prayer with the Lord. And I used to be in a great habit every night of saying my prayers out loud. Mm-hmm. And it started on the mission. I'd like go into the bathroom and close the door and talk to him.
I remember. I was thinking about that yesterday, actually.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And now it's kind of become like a here and there occasion, especially being married. It's like I'm not always like alone. So I have to, and now with the baby, mm-hmm. it like takes a little more effort to like get alone.
Yeah.
But anyways, this night last week, I was like, I'm getting alone, and me and Heavenly Father are having a prayer. And I really just like had that teaching in my mind of just be with him. And so I maybe said like two sentences, but I felt so much. And me and the Lord just sat there and cried and talked and laughed and just hung out. And while I was praying, I told him, I really missed you. And I felt like he told me, I've missed you too. And it's just really, I needed him. And I've realized that I need him like that every day. One of my favorite hymns is, I need thee every hour. And it was so beautiful to me to be able to take that time just to connect with him and to feel him again close. And even when I was driving over here to film this podcast, I was thinking about that. And I was like, thank you, Heavenly Father, for that experience. And I told him, like, that, what exactly did I say? But basically that I was sorry that I hadn't, I told him, I was like, I'm sorry that we haven't been able to have so much close time together and one-on-one time. And then I kind of heard him say, well, like, nothing's changed for me. Like, he's been there. It's just me who hasn't been coming to that bathroom door and sitting down hanging out with him.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was something I rediscovered, is that stillness with the Lord is so fueling
mm-hmm.
and vital to our souls.
I love that. That is so... I need another tissue. Just like the last episode.
A lot of tears.
That's so special. And I just love the concept of like us taking time to hang out with the Lord. Like it's just the same as like... I feel like it's a similar relationship or same vibe of a relationship where like me and you, we don't have to see each other. Like I could see you not for a year and then I'd see you and it'd
be the same.
Yeah. It's like we never left.
Totally.
And I think that's how it is with the Lord, but it shouldn't be that way. Like mm-hmm. We shouldn't be taking that much time away from him. But when we can find that stillness, that time to just like hang out, like just me and the Lord. Mm-hmm. Like if I'm just hanging out, like just me and you, just me and him. I love that so much. And I love that you could just feel the difference, because there is a difference.
Yeah.
When you can just like put away all distractions, phones, even babies.
Yeah.
Babies and Sterling.
Yes.
Just time with you and him. That's so special.
And it really was one of those things, like, it wasn't like he was so far away. It was like he was kneeling on the bedside with me. I could almost, like, feel his arms around me.
Yeah.
And after that, too, I read a scripture in the Book of Mormon, and it said, I'm continually encircled in the arms of his love. And, like,
I love
that's
that
how
scripture.
My prayer felt.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it felt. And that scripture is so true. Like, I just need to get down on my knees more to remember that mm-hmm. I am continually encircled in the arms of his love.
Yeah, it's so true. I love that. That reminded me of On the Mission. The reason I thought about you praying yesterday was because
tell me.
I was in the temple, and the guy next to me was, like, reading the scriptures, but he was kind of, like, whispering.
Mm-hmm.
And it reminded me that when we were in the same apartment, Kara would, like, before she started going to the bathroom to pray, she would kneel on her bed and she would, like, whisper her prayer. And I thought of that yesterday because of the guy with the scriptures, but also because I just kind of reflect back to that time on my mission a lot, where, like, that's when I learned to pray. And I remember, I don't know if you told me to do this or if someone did or if I just did do this, but I remember I would kneel on my bed that was right next to yours, mm-hmm. and I would imagine the Lord is sitting there next to me, or, like, us being across from each other. And it, like, helped my prayers become so much more real. And I feel like on a mission, you either, like, you pretty much, at least in my experience, go from, like, not praying that much. It's, like, 0 to 100. You're, like, you're praying so much.
Every minute.
And I remember watching you guys kneel and pray out loud or whisper out loud to the Lord. And I love that image of us just, like, sitting next to him and him just being there with us and just, like, he's just talking to us. Like, I believe so deeply in the gift of revelation. And I was having this conversation with someone on Sunday, and he's not a member, this guy I was talking to, and we have very different views on, like, Christianity and just, like, all that stuff. He was like, I just don't understand what you mean when you say that you hear the Lord. Mm-hmm. Like, I believe you. But I've, like, never experienced that. And it kind of just had me, like, reflecting on the times where I have heard the Lord. And it allowed me to, like, evaluate it. And, like, I really do, like, I know that the Lord speaks to us. And that when you say that, like, you guys had this, like, conversation when you were just with him, like, that's real. Mm-hmm. And it reminds me of this scripture that I just read right before we were filming this. I don't know. Hopefully I can find it. Oh, here it is. It's in Ether chapter 3, verse 12. It says, and he answered, yea, Lord, I know that thou speakest the truth, for thou art a God of truth and canst not lie. And, like, there are so many people that are just, like, wondering, like, what's true and what's not, and if the Lord really does speak to us or if he doesn't. And it's, mm-hmm. like, we can know the truth. Like, there are so many scriptures that teach us that, like, there is truth out there. And at the end of the day, with a lot of things, it's either true or it's not.
Yeah.
And, like, we can know as we pray and ask the Lord what's true.
Totally. I think that's such a beautiful gift, is that we can have this constant line of communication with the Lord. Mm-hmm. And I was just talking with my mother-in-law about this, that she was actually teaching my nephew. She was like, Jacob, did you know that if you want to pray, you don't just have to be on your knees? Like, you can also pray in your mind. He's like 5. Mm-hmm. And he was like, what do you mean, Grammy? What do you mean I pray Grammy, in my what? Mind? And I thought it was the cutest thing that she was teaching him, that, like, you can constantly, it's like that, is it a talk or a saying, like, I think it's from Elder Bednar or somebody, like, constant revelation, living in constant revelation.
Like a constant flow of revelation or something
yes,
like that?
Living in that. Yeah. Someone talks about this. We're going to have to find it. But
yeah, yeah.
I think that is such a beautiful way to live, is to live constantly in personal revelation and in communication with the Lord. Mm-hmm. Like, what a gift that is, that he can be constantly with us.
Mm-hmm. And it all comes through prayer. Yeah. There are so many scriptures that that talk about that concept.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was in the temple yesterday, I was reading Psalms.
Yeah.
And I've been thinking about that while we've been talking. And there are just so many, like, sweet, pure scriptures in the book of Psalms. Psalm, however you want to say it. One of them, it says, hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. Hmm. And then the next chapter, the first verse again says, give ear to my words, O Lord, consider my meditation. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord, in the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up. That's so sweet.
Oh, I love
it. And we'll look up unto him. Like, he just wants to talk to us.
Yeah.
And he wants to hear from us.
And he's, like, waiting on our bedside to chat with us. It almost, like, hit me with a sense of, like, mourning. Like, how many times have I just, like, walked past him because I was too tired?
Yeah.
And how many times have I, like, blown him off because I was too busy?
Yeah.
Like, he probably is, that probably breaks his heart.
Mm-hmm.
Especially now, like, being a mom, like, I mean, Crystal can't really talk yet, but I can only imagine that, like, I just, like, want to, like, hear all about her life and talk to her. And it'll be really sad when she's like, no, Mom, or I don't want to talk to you, Mom, or slams the door. Like, it's going to break my heart, shatter it to pieces. And how many times do I do that to the Lord on a weekly basis?
Yeah.
Too much.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to do it anymore. I want to make sure that when he's there, which he always is, that I'm there with him too.
Mm-hmm.
And that we're walking hand in hand.
Yeah. Last thing I'll share that reminded me of is I remember I got like this poem or something at a girls' camp one year.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember reading it. I was like so young. Like, why do I feel like I was in middle school? Like, pretty young, like so innocent. And I remember reading it, and the poem says something along the lines of, like, it's the Lord speaking to us, and he's like, I was waiting for you to talk to me when you got home, and I didn't hear from you, but I still was waiting. And I need to find the poem, but it also mentions this part of, like, I was waiting for you to ask me to bless your food, and you didn't, but I blessed it anyways. And I remember reading this poem as, like, a 12-year-old. Maybe I wasn't 12, because now I'm realizing you go to girls' camp when you're, like, 12. But maybe 12, somewhere 13, around 14, around there. But I remember reading it as, like, at such a young age, being like, I can't remember the last time I prayed. And I remember just crying, like, in my room alone as, like, this little girl being like, the Lord wants to hear from me and he misses me. And I haven't even thought about him this week, but he's still there waiting for me. He'll always be there waiting for us. Which also falls in line with the concept of, like, we never fall lower than the light of Christ shines. Like, he'll always be there waiting for us. Mm-hmm. And he's just ready, sitting there at our bedside when we're ready to kneel down and talk to him.
So don't forget to talk to him this week, you guys.
Yeah, that's our invitation to you.
That is.
And talk to him.
Pray always. Keep him near, because he's very near to you.
I love that.
Well,
thanks for listening. We love you.
Jesus loves you.
And we'll see you next time.
Bye. Bye. Guys.